Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50.
This week, our program continues our exploration of cross-generational relationships.
We're delighted to have Dr. John Pinus as our guest. He is the UPS Foundation Professor in the USC Leonard Davis School of Gerontology, the author of 6 books and many articles on housing and the elderly, and an advocate for aging in place. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
We're glad to have you with us. When you were a Harvard graduate student in your early 20s, studying urban planning, you met a 73-year-old woman named Dorothy Benton, who became a close friend, who changed the course of your life. What initially drew you to Mrs. Benton?
Well, Mrs. Benton first introduced herself to me. She came and knocked on my door soon after I had moved into that building. She invited me over for tea. The next day I went over and we had tea, crackers, and cheese, and it started a very long, wonderful relationship between the two of us.
What was the meaning of this relationship for you?
Well, I got to know her reasonably well, partly because we lived on the same floor. I was a starving graduate student, so anybody who was willing to provide me with some food was beneficial. We would talk about life, and she would tell me about what she was doing now. She was a volunteer for the Red Cross, which she had worked for since World War II. Sort of about her family and her thoughts about life. I discovered that I wasn't the only one that she invited over. She invited over a lot of younger people. The building was half older people and half younger, sort of by chance. Harvard had bought the building when there were mostly older people living there. Over time, it populated its students. She had this sort of very rich life, and she visited a lot of people in their own homes who otherwise wouldn't have had anybody visit them at all. She lived in an apartment that was sort of from a different era. It was beautiful, but very subdued, sort of Victorian. It was comfortable, sort of low lighting, nicely furnished. I just got sort of intrigued with her and her life. We just ended up spending a lot of time together, and a lot of my friends ended up visiting her. And to this day, we can recount stories with each other about her.
That was one of my questions, was how your contemporaries viewed this relationship and friendship that you had with her.
They would come to visit me, and I would take them over to visit her. They enjoyed both the snacks and the conversation. One of them took photographs of her for me, and when I started doing the interview process, because I had the idea that story was one that had not been told, very interesting as an older woman and how she ended up sort of creating her own life. She had gotten divorced at a time when that wasn't very common. She ended up living with her daughter in Cambridge, starting a new life. And most of my friends got to know her. She came to our wedding. We continued on the friendship beyond that even when I left Cambridge. She had all kinds of people who came to visit with her, people who were wealthy, people who were poor, people who were gay, people who were straight, people with different ethnic groups. She reached out and created sort of a life for herself. She was a very giving person, opinionated, but always interested in hearing different ideas and perspectives. She had a lot to share.
And what impact did knowing her have on your life?
I was in urban planning, and I was interested actually in housing policy. Here I was, living in an apartment building with half older people and half younger people. That was at a time when large urban renewal projects destroying some urban areas. There were some initial studies about how older people particularly suffered from that because their networks were destroyed, sort of grieving for a lost home. And here was Mrs. Benton, living in this building that was intergenerational with people helping each other. I thought this could be a field I might be interested in. Although I knew nothing about aging in particular, except my own experience, I initially was going to take a job at University of Southern California, where I now am in the urban planning department. But just by chance, I heard of a job running an area agency on aging. It was a new thing, funded by the federal government, regional agencies to plan and provide services for older people. I applied for the job with actually no experience whatsoever. But I did have, from my experience with Mrs. Benton, a sense of what it was like for an older person to live in a community by themselves, what you're sort of up against and what you might be able to contribute. They offered me the job. But reality was I had no idea what to do. There was another agency near me that had been going for a year and a half. I called the director of that and asked her, you know, how do you find sites for nutrition programs and transportation for older people? What kind of people made good case managers? That was very helpful. Turned out she and I lived both in Cambridge. After a while, we started dating, and then eventually we got married. So this entrance into the field of aging had many benefits for me that were completely unforeseen.
John, what did you learn from Mrs. Benton about aging as you think about it now?
So I learned a lot of things from her. One, she was resilient. Good and bad things happened to her over her life. She didn't let them get her down, or not so much down that she did not function. Second, I learned that it's important for younger people to reach out to older people, that it enriches their life in terms of having contact, reduces isolation, certainly enriched my life. And all the people who came into contact with Mrs. Benton, I think, would say that. It enriched their lives. She continued to give to people up until the end. Third thing was that she was so open to all different kinds of people. And I think that's a lesson, too. We sometimes not only segregate ourselves by age, by ethnicity, by income, all kinds of things that separate us from others. She had a knack for not creating any barriers between her and other people. I just learned so much from her that I continue to think about it.
It sounds like she changed your life.
Well, she definitely changed my life. I wouldn't be in the field of aging if I hadn't encountered her. Sort of feel I owe her a debt.
It sounds like indeed you do, but it sounds like you gave so much to her and enriched her life as well. John, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. This is just such a beautiful story.
My pleasure.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to our website at chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.